Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. To start off today's Waxy's Dargle show, we're going to head east across the Atlantic and take a listen to the award-winning English acoustic roots and folk duo Show of Hands. Show of Hands comes from the County Devon in southwest England and is made up of singer-songwriter Steve Knightley and multi-instrumentalist Phil Beer. We're going to hear a track from Show of Hands' 12th studio album. The album is titled Witness, and the track is made up of a tune called the Falmouth Packet, along with a traditional sea shanty called Holloway Joe. Show of Hands here on 101.5.
Most cold beer. t'attends du massimo. Ton seul chiroga dans ses gras. T'es gomme garga. Rewise and go bra. Ni morto ve.
From Connemara and the Clare and married maidens. There were people from Cork City who were loyal, true and faithful, and brought home Fenian prisoners from dine and foreign nations.
With me whack, fal-a-do, fal-a-diddly-idle-day. With me whack, fal-a-diddly-idle-day.
The tents are in rotation in the middle of the course, with the best accommodation that the world can produce. And the landlady inside with her bottle and her water, she multiplying the whiskey lest the booze should run short.
Hey! With me whack, fal-a-do, fal-a-diddly-idle-day. With me whack, fal-a-diddly-idle-day.
There you'll see the strong men and the fire and at the hoop, and the men with the long garters that they call the trick of the loop, and the thimble men so nimble with their fingers full of sparkle, the splendid wheel of fortune with the 24 quarters.
With me whack, fal-a-do, fal-a-diddly-idle-day. With me whack, fal-a-diddly-idle-day.
sir, you'll see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, the nimble-footed dancers, they tripping on the daisies. They call for whiskey freely and they pays before they go, and they tickle the girls among the crowd and the others never know. With me whack, fal-a-doo, fal-a-diddly-idle-day. With me whack, fal-a-diddly-idle-day. There was 500,000 people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew and that? Presbyterian. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion, but felt and hospitality inducing fresh acquaintance. With me whack, fal-a-doo, fal-a-diddly-idle-day. With me whack, fal-a-diddly-idle-day. With me whack, fal-a-doo, fal-a-diddly-idle-day. With me whack, fal-a-diddly-idle-diddly-idle-day.
The Corey Folk Trio, a Scottish folk group that emerged from the Scottish folk revival of the early 1960s. The group was a trio from their formation until 1966, when one of the founding members, Bill Smith, left the band. Roy Williamson and Ronnie Brown continued as a duo until Williamson's death in 1990. We heard the Corey Folk Trio with their arrangement of the Galway Races, a track that comes from an album titled Cam Ye by Athol that the trio released back in 1966. And this was the Corey Folk Trio's final album. In front of the Corey Folk Trio, we heard Scottish singer Eddie Reader, who is best known for her work with the 1980s group Fairground Attraction, as well as her successful solo career. We heard her arrangement of a version of Fairground Attraction's song Perfect that was sung in the Gaelic language. It's called Farfa. Start off today's show with England's Show of Hands with a track that was made up of two pieces of music, The Falmouth Packet and Holloway Joe, the track that comes from Show of Hands' 12th studio album, Witness, that they released in 2006. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Queued up next, we have a song by Dolores Kane. She was a founding member of the traditional Irish band De Donnan before embarking on her very successful solo career, establishing herself as a fine interpreter of contemporary and traditional Irish music. We're going to hear her arrangement of a song written by the County Tyrone's Paul Brady. The song is called The Island, here on 101.5. Morning dew comes falling.
and love's just popping out. I guess those young boys just dying in the ditches is just what being free is all about. This twisted wreckage down on Main Street will bring us all together in the end, and we'll go
watch me dance with my own shadow. I know that's what you'd like to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I watch my face in a barroom mirror, etched in crystal, lit and lost. And I saw the soundtrack to my changes drift behind me like a ghost. Come and watch me dance with my own shadow. I know that's what you'd like to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Cowboy songs and crossroads deals, same old stories in my head. And here I am, and all alone in a downstairs room in a single bed. Come and watch me dance with my own shadow. I know that's what you like to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I found no romance in empty bottles. There are no heroes in dirty street fights. You keep on firing till you're empty to kill the fear so you can sleep nights. Come and watch me dance with my own shadow. I know that's what you'd like to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Come and watch me dance with my own shadow. No, that's what you like to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Thank you.
Based in Glasgow, that was Braybach, a band made up of a group of traditional Scots musicians that have been entertaining us now since 2005. We heard a track from the band's sixth studio album, titled Frenzy of the Meeting, that was released in 2018. And we heard a medley of two pieces of music. The first part was called In Cahoots, and the second tune was Frenzy of the Meeting. In front of Braybach, we heard England's Martin Simpson, who was born on May 5th, 1953. And for some 40 years now, Martin has been at the forefront of the British folk music scene. We heard a song called Fool Me Once, a track that comes from Martin's 21st album, which is titled Rooted, that he released in 2019. And starting off that set was the County Galway's Dolores Kane with her arrangement of Paul Brady's The Island. One of my favorite tracks from an album that Dolores recorded back in 1989 titled Lion in a Cage. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music, so if you can, try and stay with us. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargold Facebook page at Waxies Dargold Radio. Queued up next from the Isle of Skye, we have the Celtic folk rock sounds of Scotland's Runrig, a band that was first formed back in 1973 by brothers Rory and Callum MacDonald. And after 45 years as a band, Runrig played their final performance back in August of 2018. From a greatest hits album called Beat the Drum, here's Runrig with a song called Stepping Down the Glory Road, here on 101.5.
Thank you. it doesn't have a name. Whatever I do, wherever I hide, following me there, a shadow at my side.
There it goes again.
That was some new music by the McDades, a musical trio from Alberta fronted by siblings Shannon Johnson and her two brothers, Solon McDade and Jeremiah McDade. And the McDades won the 2007 Juno Award for Group Roots and Traditional Album of the Year. We heard the McDades' Celtified arrangement of a song written by Canadian folk icon Gordon Lightfoot called Sundown. Before the McDades, we heard Tanis Sliman, a fine singer-songwriter with a strong soprano voice who was born in Oak Lake, Manitoba, about 3 hours west of Winnipeg on Highway Number 1. She now lives in Guelph, Ontario. We heard the title track to an album that Tanis released in 2013 that's titled In and Out of Harmony. Start off that set with Scotland's Runrig and a song called Stepping Down the Glory Road, track from a greatest hits album called Beat the Drum. And the lead vocals from this track were handled by Donnie Monroe, who left Runrig in 1997 and was replaced by Cape Breton singer Bruce Guthrow. Queued up next, a song by Sir Dougie MacLean, who is recognized as one of Scotland's foremost folk musicians. Dougie started his musical career back in the 1970s with the Tannahill Weavers. Going back to 1988, we're going to hear a song that Dougie wrote called Garden Valley, right here on 101.5.
This is really not my home. Will you, my lovely Jenny? I'm afraid and all alone. There is no peace for me. And I'm sitting in a stranger's room, playing at the stranger's table, shining empty like the moon. There is no peace for me. But in the darkness, struggle cold, I think about a garden valley, gentle as the leaves unfold, singing out along the Tay, distant and so far away. There is no peace for me. And I'm blinded by your city lights. I wander through these fearful places. The colors fade to black and white. There is no peace for me. These are not the friends I know. These are not their smiling faces. A desert that no one should know. There is no peace for me. But in the darkness, struggle cold, I think about a garden valley, gentle as the leaves unfold, singing out along the Tay, distant and so far away, there is no peace for me. Now I know and feel it well, poor immigrant's deep sunken feeling, standing at the gates of hell, there is no peace for me. Burned out by their master's greed, cruel exile transportation, robbed of every love and need, there is no peace for me. But in the darkness, struggle cold, I think about a garden valley, gentle as the leaves unfold, singing out along the Tay, distant and so far away, there's no peace for me.
The hills are blue. with a mournful din, and lifts his wintry hand. The servants bear the body in, the hands will fold.
The soprano voice of Morden's Loretta McKennett with a track from her 2018 Lost Souls album that's titled The Ballad of the Fox Hunter. Loretta was born in Morden, Manitoba on February 17, 1957, and she's been living in Stratford, Ontario since 1981. And Loretta has sold more than 14 million records worldwide. In front of Loretta McKennett, Scotland's Dougie MacLean with Garden Valley, a track that comes from an album titled Real Estate that he recorded back in 1988. And it was back in 2011 that Dougie was awarded his OBE in the Queen's New Year Honor List. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show. And you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Newfoundland's The Dardanelles. We're going to hear a track from the band's second CD, The Eastern Light, that they released in 2011. And the medley we're going to hear is made up of two tunes. The first one is a Newfoundland jig called Jim Rumbolt's, and then that'll be followed by a reel titled Gilly's Favorite. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's the Dardanelles. Bye for now.